Nothing happens in a vacuum. The significant increase in the number of victims of domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, particularly since COVID-19, is staggering. And this has come following a rise of misogyny, which is spreading and radicalising our young boys and men. We are facing a very serious crisis here. It feels like we, as a society, are going backwards. It seems like misogynistic views and language are used more frequently and are often deemed more acceptable today than 10 years ago. Sadly, I can think of multiple examples of gender-based violence and of misogynistic views gaining traction in the media in the past year alone. The rise of alpha male mega-influencers and platforms facilitating male supremacist content and misogynistic views is very worrying. There is no doubt that this is contributing significantly to the prevalence of domestic, sexual and gender-based violence in Ireland and across the globe. Disturbingly, 2022 was the deadliest year of the decade for women in Ireland. Despite the immense public outrage caused against gender-based violence following the murder of Aisling Murphy early last year, the death toll of women killed in violent circumstances in 2022 was the highest in 10 years. The Domestic, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Agency Bill 2023 is long overdue, and I am glad we are finally seeing the establishment of an agency with responsibility for coordinating government actions to tackle domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, including the delivery of services to victims and increasing the availability of emergency accommodation. However, unfortunately, this is too little too late. This agency should have been established a decade ago, given our lack of a comprehensive statewide domestic violence service and serious lack of data as well. I was shocked to learn that in the last national survey on domestic violence against women and men in Ireland was conducted in 2005. We can assume that numbers have gone up, as the number of calls to respond to domestic abuse incidents from Garda Síochána have risen significantly. And this year's CSO statistics on sexual violence show that 52% of women experience sexual violence in a lifetime. I was also shocked to learn of the increased pressure being felt by organisations such as Safe Ireland, who could not meet 808 requests for refuge due to a lack of space and with just over 4 months in 2020. I welcome this legislation today, and I gladly participated in the Justice Committee's pre-legislative scrutiny, along with many fantastic organisations with expertise in the field. I was particularly glad that men's organisations were involved in the discussions, as I feel it is extremely important that we are honest and proactive in addressing the root causes of this issue, which is most often men and toxic masculinity. Violence against women by men unfortunately accounts for most domestic, sexual and gender-based violence incidents. I raised the point that the need to specifically engage boys and men should be placed on a statutory footing in this legislation, to ensure efforts are taken to address the root causes of domestic, sexual and gender-based violence and to implement prevention mechanisms. I was very disappointed with the Department's response that it is not considered necessary or appropriate for the legislation to single out men or boys in this manner. The Department is not aware of a comparable legislative precedent and would be concerned that such a provision could be interpreted as unduly discriminating or stigmatising. Surely it's more stigmatising and discriminating for women that have been attacked and the violence and been perpetrated by men, unfortunately. I strongly believe that it would be wrong to establish an agency that focuses solely on incidents and victims, which are predominantly women, and that ignores the root causes and the perpetrators, which are predominantly men. We cannot expect women to fix this issue. The change has to come from men. The agency should have a particular focus on engaging men and boys in an attempt to combat the rise of misogyny, and in particular digital misogyny. There have been numerous reports that show online incel culture and digital misogyny are on the rise, and so the agency should be tasked with developing a programme aimed at engaging men and boys with a specific focus on how patriarchal attitudes and stereotypes are being spread via social media. Dara Dempsey, Education Officer at the Transgender Equality Network Ireland, in response to this, said that the online and social media factor is very important and that for prevention work to be relevant and make an impact, it must reach young people where it's happening. I also raised my concerns as a pre-legislative scrutiny regarding the reported rise in sexual assault among children nationally. There was a 50% increase in the victims under the age of 16 in Donegal last summer, after which the Donegal Rape Crisis Centre was forced to reduce the age of those who can access the services to 12. following an application for funding to the Late Show Tory appeal. And that in itself says a lot about where they have to, parties like this have to get funding to actually deal with some of the issues. It is extremely concerning to hear reports that there has also been a rise in cases in which physical violence accompanies sexual violence, and a rise in cases of more than one perpetrator as well. Due to the significant rise in cases of victims under the age of 16, I believe that there should also be a focus on the provision of services to the victims under the age of 18, under the functions of the agency. And so I would like to finish by asking the Minister whether the agency will have the ability to provide services and support to those under the age of 18 as well as adults, because I think that's vitally important. And I do think that it's a failure in this legislation that they don't actually identify men and to work on targeting the actual causes and the perpetrators of the violence as well.